Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The National Nuclear Security Administration is truly moving from a nuclear weapons complex to a 21st century security enterprise, addressing the national security challenges of the 21st century. For maintaining the safety, security, and effectiveness of the U.S. nuclear stockpile, reducing the global threat posed by nuclear proliferation, and securing the propulsion systems for the U.S. Navy. To do this, NNSA relies on information and technology, as well as state-of-the-art science and engineering. The agency depends on the availability of and access to high-quality, timely, and reliable information, and the technology that makes it all possible. Both are strategic assets to an agency that understands managing these resources effectively and efficiently is key to it being successful. What is the information technology strategy for the United States National Nuclear Security Administration? How is the NNSA modernizing its technology infrastructure and ensuring its IT investments align with its overall mission? How is the agency providing balanced stewardship between information and technology? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Bob Osborne, Associate Administrator for Information Management and Chief Information Officer at the National Nuclear Security Administration. Bob, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thanks a lot. It's a pleasure to be here. I really appreciate it, Michael and Barb, for hosting me.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Barb Hudson. Barb, welcome.
Thank you.
Bob, before we delve into specific initiatives, I was wondering if you could give us a brief overview of the history and mission of the U.S. National Nuclear Security Administration. More particularly, when was it created and how has it evolved?
Well, the National Nuclear Security Administration was born in 2000. It came out of the desire for an increased level of scrutiny over the nuclear weapons stockpile. And it's a semi-autonomous administration as part of the Department of Energy. And it's quite an extensive realm of business projects that we have to look after in the nuclear security realm, as well as understanding all of the additional missions that have been added over the years. We originally started out as just managers of the nuclear weapons stockpile, and we've had the addition of nuclear non-proliferation added to our mission set, as well as emergency response and nuclear counterterrorism.
That's great. With such a critical mission, I want to get a sense of the operational footprint of your agency. Could you tell us a little bit about the size of the agency, the geographical footprint, number of FTEs, and more particularly, what's the budget?
Sure thing. NNSA is a widely dispersed organization. We're decentralized. We have 8 sites across the country, ranging from California to South Carolina. We have approximately 45,000 contractors. We have about 2,500 federal employees who watch over the activities of the NNSA. And our budget runs right around $12 billion.
Wow. So your mission has increased in the last 11 years. It's a pretty sizable workforce, both blended. What about your role as the Associate Administrator of Information Management and CIO at NNSA? Could you tell us a little bit about some of the responsibilities you have and what's under your portfolio?
So part of that is I'm trying to get the award for the longest title associated with any of the jobs at NNSA. But basically, I'm the chief information officer, and I'm responsible for supporting all of the lines of business, the missions of the NNSA to make sure that folks can collaborate, they get the information where they need, that it's assured, it's the correct information. And of course, cybersecurity is a big part of our mission, and I focus a lot of my talent and time on that.
So regarding your responsibilities and duties, what are the top 3 challenges you face with your position, and how are you addressing those challenges?
Well, that's easy. Number 1 is cybersecurity. 2 is always budget, and 3 is people. So in regards to cybersecurity, everything that we do and the transformation that we're undergoing with the NNSA Network Vision, or 2NV as we like to refer to it, is oriented it towards increasing our cybersecurity posture. When I first came to the NNSA, about 15 months ago. We had separated IT and cybersecurity, and I really don't understand how you do that, because without proper IT investments, the architecture being understood by the cybersecurity professionals, you really can't get the best benefit out of those tools and techniques. So we merged those, and I believe that every IT investment has a cybersecurity outcome. So we are addressing cybersecurity by putting in place a three-pillar transformation strategy. Two of those pillars are oriented toward cybersecurity. So the first pillar is the NNSA network vision, which we call increasing our infrastructure and upgrading our IT capabilities. The center pillar is the Joint Cybersecurity Coordination Center, which allows us to understand the health of our information, our systems, and our data. And then the third pillar is the Cyber Sciences Lab, which we refer to as protecting our future. So we're investing heavily in IT transformation that will not only increase the productivity of our workforce and drive down cost that's associated with that, but it's also going to result in a cybersecurity uptake, which is, I think, a win-win for everyone. The second concern is the budget. Of course, with the federal budget and the situation that we find ourselves, everyone's facing constrained resources. Fortunately, the NNSA Network Vision takes advantage of cloud technology, virtualization, and consolidation to decrease duplicative investments across the enterprise and allow us to reinvest the money that we do have to continue the transformation. So while I don't have to ask for additional funds in order to make this happen, we're doing what we believe is the best managerial activities that we can to use the taxpayers' money as sparingly as we can. The third is people. It's challenging in this type of a budget hiring and, well, we're not under a hiring freeze right now. It is a reduced hiring environment and a pay freeze for some of our federal employees to attract and maintain quality folks, particularly in the realm of IT. And for the headquarters environment, of course, we have a very competitive environment for skilled and talented IT professionals. So it's a challenge for us to create an environment that makes folks want to come work with the NNSA. Fortunately, we have a really compelling mission, and we have an active intern program and an outreach with the Wounded Warrior program to get young folks in. And what we've discovered is if we can get folks in and introduce them to the very challenging mission of the NNSA, they usually want to stay. But we're working very hard to try to make sure that we do the most to afford training and opportunities for growth for our folks so that we can keep those people who we need to carry out one of our nation's most critical missions.
So speaking of career paths and people, how did you get into this career, and what brought you to your current leadership role?
Probably the craziest path possible. I know you probably hear a lot that, you know, well, my path was different, or I'm very unique, but, you know, we all think we are unique. I hope I am. But I actually started out, I started out in the Marine Corps, and I was a C-130 loadmaster, and I came up through a career in the Marine Corps that was basically oriented toward logistics. I was introduced to computers during that time. I often say that any success I have comes from the most difficult path possible. I earned my degrees part-time, you know, while I was working, raising a family, and moving around in the Marine Corps. But I ended up finding out that I had a particular talent for understanding how information flows and how it supports organizational constructs. And I ended up with a master's from Syracuse. I got certified as a CIO by the federal government, both in GAO as well as the DOD. And followed the path of retirement from the Marine Corps, where I was involved in IT systems and the logistics systems for the Marine Corps. I went to work for the Army as a civilian in a similar role in logistics and force distribution, IT systems, and on to become the deputy CIO at the United States Transportation Command before assuming this job as the CIO for the NNSA. So it's been a crazy kind of twisted path. But I think my background in understanding the operational needs of the customer has brought a lot to my ability to satisfy those needs as their CIO.
Bob, given your experience, what are the characteristics of an effective leader?
Well, that's a great question, Michael. Leadership, I believe, is a critical element to success. It's something that is not often readily available in the federal government. There's a huge difference between leadership and management. It's incumbent upon an effective leader to have a vision for where he sees his organization going. And then being able to articulate that vision through a strategy, then putting together a high-performing team and empowering that team to achieve the outcomes of the vision. All of those elements have to be put in place. And what we have noticed over time is the most effective government organizations who do succeed in their strategies have that key leadership at the forefront, someone who's clearly articulated a vision, put a strategy in place, and then put a team together to execute that strategy. I believe we've got that at NNSA.
What is the information technology strategy for the U.S. National Nuclear Security Administration? We will ask its Chief Information Officer, Bob Osborne, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.